A 72-year-old friend of mine recently experienced a horrific episode with a 33-year-old trick he picked up on a date site. His episode brought back memories of my experiences of 13 trick or trade dudes from the year 1980. Hello, my name is Eric, and welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. In 1980, I returned to New York City from a feeling of surviving in San Francisco. I ended up living in a rooming house in Sugar Hill, Harlem. I considered this period of my life the year of the 13th. I whored around with 13 men, and they all were 13 disasters. My first encounter in my new Sugar Hill apartment was Lee from work. I no longer worked there. I got fired and was receiving unemployment insurance. He asked a mutual friend of ours for my phone number. I was shocked. Lee wants my phone number? I squealed. Within days, he called and we talked. He asked if he could borrow $300 and I laughed. Well, I'm going to get that kind of money. I wasn't working and found it funny that he's working and asking me for money. Lee had a jaded past. He was incarcerated for 3 years. He never talked about it. I heard it through the grapevine. He was living with the mother of his second child, and he needed money to pay for his child support to the women of his first child. I was madly attracted to him. He oozed masculinity. He had a sexy grunting when he talked that made my whole groin area quiver in excitement. He was black, hung, and hairy, which I found out on his first visit to my room. He kissed me, then I kissed him, and then he kissed me harder, and I reciprocated harder, and then off to the bed we were. And right after the climax, he asked me, "You got $300? I told you on the phone I didn't have it. I've got rent to pay." "Well, can't you be late for the rent? I can pay you back next week when I get my paycheck. I really got to give this bitch her money or else." "Okay, Lee, but you got to drive me to the bank," I sighed. Like clockwork, he showed up at my place on time, not CP time, on time, driving his beat-up Cadillac. As we were driving down Broadway, he turned to me with his weird look on his face. He had this weird look. "Why you like me so much?" "I don't know. Maybe it's your masculinity that gets my blood boiling," I laughed. The following day, I got a phone call from Mr. Hostuff. "Hey, what's up?" "Nothing except my money," I answered. "Well, I should have it for you at the end of the week. And that ass of yours better be open for this big dick," he laughed. 2 weeks passed by. No phone call, and Lee wasn't picking up his phone, nor did he have an answering machine. Then out of the blue, a month later, he called. "Sorry, I didn't call you sooner, but I'm having problems at home with my girlfriend. I really, really like you. I don't have your money. I'll give you a call when things get better. I really like you." End of story. And I had hope I learned my lesson at that point. Because $300 for a man who I thought I was going to have a long-lasting relationship turned out to be no man. Just $300 out on the drain. Well, not really. It was $300 for the night. You pay for what you get for. Thank you for listening to the craziness that lives inside my head. To call my own.